You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
This is Vicki Johnson with the WNBA, and you're listening to Dishing and Swishing, WSTRRadio.com.
To wrap things up, and each of you on your own, just anything that you want to share or tell your fans or a story you'd like to relate about then and now, whatever you would like to share with everybody, please feel free to do that. Spoon, why don't we start with you? Since
oh gosh, that would be a lifetime of thanking the fans of New York City, the organization of New York City, the Liberty itself, just for giving us the opportunity to put our talent out there. The greatest thing that I can really carry with me for the rest of my life is the acceptance, being accepted as a professional athlete in New York City has just been absolutely awesome for me to carry for the rest of my life. And the things that I've had an opportunity to experience in New York City and just playing there, I can't say thank you enough. But if you would and would allow me to really accept me saying it the way I've always played the game and to say it passionately, thank you. And I really love you guys tremendously for everything that you've always allowed me to accomplish and me to become.
Hello.
Me to continue? I can keep going now.
Did you say?
Okay. I'm sorry. I definitely want to I want to thank all of you girls for being my teammate and just being so supportive, especially when I started having, you know, my little breakdown, aches and pains and things like that, and for keeping me laughing and for just being a team. I mean, it was truly awesome. I always felt that the WNBA would happen, but I didn't think that I would get the opportunity to play. So coming in at 34, you know, it was just kind of a blessing to be a part of that whole thing, and I thank you guys so much. And I thank our fans, not only the New York fans, but the fans of the WNBA, and I thank the NBA for starting the league. You know, I'm just so, so very grateful. But I would have to say now that I work in the front office with the Liberty, it is so, so very important for people to get out and support the WNBA. So, you know, just because those players that Spoon is getting ready, you know, those players that go over to Europe and play, I mean, it's just wonderful to have the opportunity to come here to America and to play in front of your family, to show the world that we are truly the best in the world at what it is that we're doing. So I would just love for everyone just to roll their sleeves up to keep this league strong and to keep it going, to keep it growing.
Rebecca?
You know, I have such incredibly fond memories of New York City, of living there, the fans, but especially the team and the players that are on this call. You know, it's you know, thinking about Spoon's shot in 1999, but it's also the dinners that we had outside at the Biltmore when we were playing down in Phoenix, or some of the crazy things that happened in the locker room, or one of my fondest memories will just be when we were flying home from Houston after losing that first year in 1997 and listening to Spoon and Sue telling stories, which I will never share with anyone. But it's, you know, they're just, the giggles that VJ would have when stories were being told. I mean, there's just so many great, great memories. And, you know, if I have any negative memories, it's of, you know, losing games or being injured or things that happen on the court. But I don't know that I have any negative memories of things that happened off the court. It was just such a great group of people to be playing basketball with.
Sue, how about you?
I think, you know, basically what Spoon was saying, it's so many different layers and things and people to thank and experiences, but I think what I take away from it is we were all present in the moment, and we did our best, and we coexisted together, and we allowed everyone to shine, and we cared for each other, and that was the other thing. We were inside of the arena. We were with the fans. We were inside of the whole experience. I don't think we let one thing go by without soaking it in. Like, we didn't shield ourselves. We were just in the moment, which everyone, I think, strives for. It's very, you know, of the moment to say that now. Everyone's saying, oh, be in the moment, be in the moment. We weren't anticipating the future. We weren't thinking about the past. We were just right there on that floor every play and with each other. I think we were just at a moment that was just magical and beautiful. And I think all of us walking away from it, I think we can all say and look each other in the eye and say we all gave our best to one another, to the game, and to the fans. And and that speaks for itself by everybody that we meet that wants to talk about the Liberty team. Then when we look at, again, to say, like, we are friends for life. I cannot see Becky for 5 years and or not see Rebecca, and as soon as I see her, we'll start giggling about a story on the plane with Spoon, or we'll start laughing with Kim about something random that she may bring up. Like, these things just pop in our heads. It's forever, and it's all good feelings, and it, because we put our best intentions into it and the love that was in our hearts. So, yeah, it was magical, and we were in the moment, and it's so hard, you know, for that to happen, to be passionate in the moment, and that's my memory of that, that everyone was present.
DJ?
For me, I have to agree with everyone, you know, just the love that we have, you know, on this team as players, but as people, and we respected each other, and, you know, and the fact that if someone was injured, we wouldn't sit out because we didn't want to put extra pressure on our teammates, and we always wanted to be there for each other. And I think we just play with a lot of love and a lot of respect for each other. And I just hope and pray that the WNBA will find that again, you know, as far as the game is concerned, you know. But the New York fans was amazing. Teammates Becky, you know, Spoon, B, Hamp, and Sue Wicks, and Crystal Robinson, Sophia Witherspoon, you know, it's Keisha Ford, just great players, you know, and great people, and I love all you guys to death, and if y'all ever need me, I'm only a phone call away.
Becky?
Well, I certainly echo everybody else's sentiments. The friendships, they really, I mean, it sounds so cliche, you know, friendships that last a lifetime or whatever, but really these friendships do last. And, you know, I feel like they're my sisters. They're somebody that each and every one of them, if I'm going to battle, I want these girls in my corner. I want them in the trenches with me because they're dependable and they're reliable. And, you know, I think I'm just thankful. I consider myself extremely blessed to have been a part in, you know, just to learn under them, and truly just it was such a team first mentality from top to bottom, and I think it showed. I mean, we went out there and competed with and for each other every night, and I just cherish the memories, and these girls all just have so many great stories from overseas, and just they've just lived life, and I've just learned, and I'm just honored to be able to call, you know, every one of them my friend. And I love y'all, and I just thank you all personally, you know, and I just cherish those early days, really do cherish them, especially, you know, so many years later to look back and just fond memories. I mean, I don't have one bad story.
This is David Siegel, and you are listening to WSTR Radio's Dishin' and Swishin' Show, available here on Swish Appeal.